Okay, we are on Daf, the bottom of Daf, Mzainam and Beis. Yeah, bottom of Daf, Mzainam and Beis. So we had a few shilas, which we saw the first one. We had a simon of Beina Benayim, Parsha the Mochatz, or a Mochak, Upaza, Vechisha, Bechavinas, Chavir, Simon, and we saw the first shila of Rav Papa. And we're going to go through on Daf Memches many, many shilas which Rav Papa posed. Many of them are going to end with a teiku, and these are shilas which are going to have to do with kmitza and shilas which are going to have to do with chafina. And to the extent that it's a teiku, we're not sure whether or not this is considered to be a suitable kmitza. Is this considered to be a suitable chafina? So the Rambam is going to say lechatchila you should not use this kmitz because it's a safek diraisa. But the Rambam is going to say that b'di'avad, if you used it, it's hortza. There's a ritzui. And what's interesting to note, the Kesef Mishnah asks this question, is that there's going to be many, many questions which Rav Papa is going to ask. And the Rambam seems to leave out some of them. So some of them he quotes, and he says it's a safek, and therefore you shouldn't do it. But he doesn't seem to include all of them. And that is a hara of the Kesef Mishnah. So let's see. We're by the second one, we are 2, 4, 6, 8 lines in the bottom of Memzainam and Beis. Amr Papa. Rabbi says, Pshita li malay kumtza kedekamtzi inshi. So when it comes to doing kmitza, so there is a normal way of doing kmitza, there's a normal way of doing chavina, as Rashi is going to say, that they don't necessarily go hand in hand. It's not necessarily the same way. But if a person does kmitza, kedekamtzi inshi, obviously then that's good. That's what a person is supposed to do. Rashi says about 7 lines in the bottom, end of the line, kedekamtzi inshi, tzidei shel etzba'isav lamata. May the sides of tzidon, the sides of one's fingers are kind of pointing downwards, and the side of one's fingers are pointing downwards, and you're doing a kmitz, so you're kind of going into the flower, so the sides of your fingers are pointing downwards, and you're going into the flower like that, and you're scooping it up. So if a person does that, obviously that's the way to do it, the way normal people would stick their hands into flour. No, this is kmitza. Kmitza is by karba mincha. Chafina is going to be by keteris, so this is by regular karba mincha. So Rav Papa says, it's pshita, it's pashit to me. Pshita li that, malaykum tzayikadikamtzi inchi. Boy Rav Papa, kamatz baroshe etzba'oisav mahu. But what happens if a person does a kmitza baroshe etzba'oisav? So Rashi says what this means is, pas yodai lamata. So the palm of his hand is pointed downwards. The tochav etzba'isav b'soiles, and he kind of sticks his hands into the flower. The komatz kemet shalom ad shemile kol erech pas yodi. So he sticks his hands this way, going down. So he does the kemitza in an unusual form. Instead of kind of going down that way, he goes down with his palm facing downwards inside. So with all these things, we're going to have a question as to, was the Torah makpid on a particular way of doing kmitza, or is the main thing that as long as you have some flour in your hands, wherever you do it, it's fine. So that's shaila number one. But Rav Papa comments, Barashi Etzbeis of Mao. Another shaila, milamata, lamala Mao. What if he does it from down going up? Rashi says, shahafach gav yodei lamata. So he takes the back, right, the back part of his hand, shahafach gav yodei lamata, the hela kemitz, barashi etzbeisav leteich pas yodei, and he's mala the flour into his hand that way. Or the next shayla of the Gemara is, not if he did it begav yodei, but he does it min hatzadim mao. And she says, what does it mean, minatzadim, minatzadim? And she says, kolei mishlei kederech ha-kaimtzin. He doesn't do it in the normal way of the kaimtzin. Shegav yodon lamata. V'lei tachav etzba'isav b'seiles, elam melech al gav yodei b'deche. He kind of presses the back of his hand into the flower with force. V'seiles nichnes b'pas yodei. and the flower kind of goes between his fingers into his hand. It enters Mapas Yodoy Derech Etzbaisov through his fingers. So these are the Shailas of Rapapa. And in all these we say Teku. So the only thing which we know works is if you do Kmitza Kedekamtzig Inshi, where you kind of put your hand in going sideways and you scoop up like that. That works. But everything else is a teiko. And as we said, lechatchila, you should not be makt to the kaimitz. If you did, then there is a ritzi. Amra Papa, now we move on to a chafina with the kateris. Amra Papa, b'shitali, malay chafnav, kuda chafni inshi. So there's a normal way that you do a chafina for kateris. Now Rashi says, what does that mean? Chuda shall pass hayad lamata. So here, the sharp, the thin section of the pass, yad, is going down. It's going down and you're kind of going in and you're with both hands, with a chud of the yad over here, you're kind of going down into the keteris like that. So, says Rav Papa, pshitali malei chafnav kedei chafni inshi, it's pashit, that is going to work. That works by Papa Chafan Barashi Etzba Oisov Mao. But what if you do it in a slightly different way? Barashi Etzba Oisov, or Milamata Lamala Mao, or Minatzad Mao, or which are similar to what we said before. The point is, you're doing it in a abnormal way. Bizu, bizu, you do each hand separately. The Karvan Zuitzel Zu, and then you subsequently. On the car of the two hands together, mao teiku, and once again the same shaila with the same pshitas. With all of these shailas of Rav Papa, we end up with a teiku. But Rav Papa dovke lekeimitz bedeifneha demana mai. So what is this? Now we're back to kometz. So we're kind of switching back and forth between the kemitza of the mincha and the chafina of the k'tiris. So you are doffing the kometz on the side of the mana. Mao. So in other words, in normal cases, you've got a keli, you've got your receptacle, and you just put the kometz inside, and it's on the bottom. It's on the bottom of the keli. But here, what do you decide to do? You decide to stick it on the side of the keli. So that's kind of an abnormal way of placing it inside the keli. So dov keli kemitz b'deif neha, or b'deif ne demana mai. Do we say, tech kliba inen v'ha ika? The main thing is that it should be inside the kli, and it is inside the kli, and therefore it's okay. Aydilma hanacha b'seichai kitikunai b'inen v'ha leka. There is a normal seder with the way that it's placed inside the keli. Teiku. Once again, we ply with a teiku. Boyimar marber vashi apche lemana vidovke lekemitz ba'arise demana mahu. So you have a keli, So what do? You turn it upside down, but even when it's upside down, it kind of goes in. So there is a little bit of a cavity, there is a little bit of a halal, there's a little bit of a base kibul, that you could actually say that it's considered that the kemitz is inside. Just because the shape of it, even though it's like a bowl like this, but when you turn it upside down, so there is actually a section going in which case when you place the kemitz on top of that, it's actually inside. So it's also, in theory, inside the keli, even though it's upside down. So boy marabashi apchila mana vidavkila kemitz ba'arisi the mana. Mao hanacha b'secha b'inen va'ika lemaisa, it is inside. Idel mahanacha kitzikuna b'inen v'laka. That's not the normal way. You inverted it and you put it inside. It happens to be that it goes in a little bit, but that's not normal. Teiku. Boy Rav Papa. Maloy chafnav sh'amro machukais oigedushes. So this din of maloy chafnav, the chafina, which a person does, is that machukais. And where it's kind of leveled, aigadushes, or it's kind of a big pile. which, what is it? How much is one supposed to take? So, amale Rabbi Abba, Ravashi, Toshma, Malay Chafn, Amru, Lay Machukais, Valay Gadushes, it's neither one. Ella Tfufais, it's kind of in between. It is Tfufis, so actually says three lines down, Lashon Dover Tzaf Begeva Ma'at. It's just a little bit higher than normal, a little bit higher. Kamei al da'ataft atfuch, causing to float. It's just a little bit higher. Good. Tanan Hossam. We learned over there in Zvachim. So we're going to quote Rashi. He's going to point out that these are actually two different Mishnayos. Tanan Hossam. Nishpach Adam al Haritzpa. V'osfei Posel. Two different Mishnayos and Zvachim. The first case is speaking about where you shech the carbon, and instead of being mekabel the dam drops on the ground. So it never went into the keli. It never went into klisharis. It went into the dam and it went onto the ground. So once it's gone on the ground, it's too late for you now to scoop it up and do anything with it. Now, that's no good. Nishpach adam al ritzpa ba'osfei posel. However, says the Mishnah later on, minakli ala ritzpa. So you are makabal it properly in the klis. There was kabbalah's dam, then it subsequently falls minakli ala ritzpa v'asvai kasha. That is going to be kasha. That is okay. Let's just see a couple of rashes over here. Four lines down, nishpach adam ala ritzpa v'loinis kabbal b'kli. Or second case, minakli Mishnah Hila Atzma Beperek Acher the Einon Zubitzad Zu V'Shtem Maseches Vachim. So that is the difference. If it goes straight on the ground, it's no good. If it goes into the kli, it's no good. Says the Gemara Menani Mili to Tan Rabbanan. The pasuk says V'Lakach Midam Hapar. We say now the way that you would understand this pasuk is V'Lakach Midam Hapar. You take from some of the dam. Not the whole dam, but you take from some of the dam. So the Gemara wants to know this, Minan Amili, is where do we know that there's a requirement that the dam needs to go from the tzavar into the keli? So it says, V'lakach midam apar. So we say, number one, it's got to be midam hanefesh. It's got to be the actual dam shanefesh yoytzes boy. Meaning, as the Gemara says in different places, when you start to do the shechita or the cut, so first you're kind of cutting the skin, and there might be a little bit of dam, and there might be some initial dam, which is not the actual ikar kiluach, the flow that the nefesh is yotze by. And then afterwards, there's another type of dam, which is also not the type of dam that we're discussing. So we say like this: midam nefesh, v'lei midam ha'ar. It's not the dam ha'ar at the beginning of the cut when you're just really cutting the skin. And so too, it's not the dam hatamtsis, which also comes afterwards. That's one drasha, as far as which type of dam do you need to be makabel. Now, we say midam ha'par, so we kind of, what we're going to do is we're going to take the mem of the word midam and we're going to move it. And we're gonna do what's known as Gorin Umesifin Vidarshin. So it says Midam Hapar, which implies only a certain amount of the blood, and we're gonna say Midam Hapar, Midam Vafilu Miktistam. We say Midam Hapar, I skipped the line, Midam Hapar, Dam Mei Hapar. Meaning it says Midam Hapar. So we're going to take the mem and we're going to say dam mei hapar. You're supposed to take the dam of the par. Midam hapar, dam mei hapar. That is the way we're going to learn these words. Dam mei hapar. Midam hapar, dam mei hapar. Dam mei hapar yikapleno. De e salkedaitach midam hapar. If you're going to read it kimashmo, that you only need to take a certain amount of the dam, that it means midam vafilo mixes dam, that it's even just a small amount of the dam, midam vafilo mixes dam, v'omer Rabbi Yehuda hamekabel tzach shekabel is kol domei shel par. It's supposed to be mekabel all of the dam. Shenem aves kol dam hapar yishbech al yaseid mizbeach. Ela shma minah mai mi dam hapar. We're going to have to take the mem and we're going to have to remove it from the word midam, and we're going to add it to the word hapar. So my midam hapar, dam may hapar yikablenu. You must be mekabel the dam from the neck of the par. Ukesover gorin umisifin vidarshin. I mean, this, as Rashi points out, let's just see the Rashi over here. Is there any Rashi? Let's just see. Rashi says, "Goyrin ois miteva zu." You remove one letter from this word, umesifin alteva zu. Vidarshin, and this is, it's not from the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatir Nedrash Ben, according to Rabbi Shmuel, but it's from the Lamed Beis, I thought it was Rashi over here, maybe I saw it somewhere else. It's it's the Lamed Beis Mahalchim that Reb Lezer B'Reish Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says Shatir Nedrash Ben, and one of them is Gurin Umisifin Vidarshin. So, there's a requirement that you must have the dam directly from the par. And therefore, if the dam lands on the ground, it's no good. It's no good. So, boyra papa, fine, that is the din by dam. Boyra papa nispazer hakteris mimalei chafnav mau. So, what about now that we've said that when it comes to Kabbalah's dam, it's got to go from the neck straight into the keli. From the neck into the keli, otherwise it's no good. What about now, if it's nispaz the k'teris mimalei chafnav, it spills out of his hands. So nispaz the k'teris mimalei chafnav mao yodei kitzavar behem adami upsula. So his hands are considered to be like the neck of the animal. Just like if the blood from the neck of the animal goes on the ground, it's no good. So too, if the keteris goes from his hands, which we're saying is analogous to the neck of the animal, it's also no good. Yodah gitzav abeim dam yupsula, oydilma kekli sharis. Now, once it goes in his hands, it's already ke'ilu, like it goes in the kli sharis. And the svara for that is, if you recall, remember we said that really there's no din that you need to take the keteris and place it in a pan. It's just that there's a practical consideration how you're going to take the keteris and the machta together. Remember we said if you've got the keteris in your hands and you place the machta on top, you could go in like that, but then when you get down, you know, to take it off with your mouth is going to be a problem because it's a lack of derech eretz and it's going to spill. So therefore, you put it in a pan, and therefore we said, therefore, because of that, you end up holding it in your left hand, and the gechalam in your right hand. But there's no din per se of klisharis. So there's no din of klisharis per se. It could be this is sefer derech. This is the end of the line. It's in his hands, and therefore it's considered to be like the keli kklisharis dami b'li psula. And it's interesting, the Gemara says teiku. I mean, you know, ad kama that we say that, it's quite mistaber that there is no real din of klisharis. Balkapan, the Gemara blabs with the teiku. Boy repapa. Chishev bechafines keteris mao. A person has a machshova when they do the chafines keteris mao. What machshava are we talking about? Rashi says, "Almenas lahaktira lamachar," the type of machshava which usually would be pigle. You know, just like you have in mind to be zerg the dam tomorrow. So here we're saying you have in mind to be maktir the k'teris tomorrow. So chishev bechafines k'teris mao. So is the k'teris a bar pigle? Mao mi'am minin yalef maloy mimincha, and we say ma'asam. Mahanya be machshava to be mefagalet. Achanami mahanya be machshava, and therefore it's going to be a bar pigol. Oloi, perhaps we're not going to learn out from it. If you look at Rashi on the mi yalef maloi mimincha ma hasa mahanya machshava bikmitzasa the nafkalan bimenachas mizoyis hatayra la oilav la mincha la chatas lashim and so on. Hukshu l'shlamim ma shlamim mefaglin, because the din pigle is mentioned by shlamim, u mispaglin af mincha. So we know that by mincha it's a bar pigle. So to over here, it will help, Rashi says, v'chanami mahanye machshava bechafinasa oiloi. Right, so this is the shiloh when that we say, we're learning out from it. On that, Amar Leir of Shimi Barashi Ler of Papa Toshma, I can be patient the Shaila. Hoysev Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was Moisev. And he said, Hasailas. They changed it to Vahakteris. Vahalavaina. Vahagachalim. These four things. Shem Nagat. Ful Yoim. Bimiktsasan. Pasal S. Kulan. So if the Tefillah Yom touches only a little bit, even though you might have thought that every single piece is separate, every single piece of Seilas, every single piece of Keteris, and Levaina, and Gehalim is separate. Now, as we say, Shem Naga Tefillah Yom B'miktsasan, Apostle Eskulam, just look at the Rash, Apostle Eskulam, Shezoihi Me'achas Esrei Mailosh Shenemro B'chemer B'kodesh, Shehakliyim Mitzarev Kol Mashav Esechal Yeski Ilu Naga B'kulei. In other words, really, every single bead, every single grain is considered to be separate, but there is a chumrah, chaymer b'kodesh, there's a chumrah by kodshim, that we say the kli is mitzar of everything, and therefore a tful yoim is going to pass it. Now, so said Rav Shimi bar Ashi, kasal kadaituch mid the posel tful yoim, from the fact that we see that the tful yoim passels, so usually what else kind of goes hand in hand? Whenever we find that the tful yoim passels, we usually would say, pasla nami lina, that lina also would passel, meaning this type of thing is a bar lina. It's the type of thing which, if it's left overnight, it will be nifsal. Umida lina pasla, and so too, from the fact that lina was will passel it, pasla nami machshava. It's also going to be the type of thing that will be nifsal with machshava. And therefore, we would say that he wants to be patient the shayla of Rapop of Chishev Bechafinas Keteris Mao, and that we would say that it's a bar pigle, and it's going to be nifsal. Boy Rapopa Chishev Bechatias Geholim Mao. What happens if when the coin is Chitzeb Geholim? He has a machshava that he's going to go ahead and use these coals the following day, not today. So you might have thought that here, this is already too far removed. Mao machshiri mitzvah kimitzvah domu. I love you. It's a very, very, you say this, the kashayla in pigle. We know that pigle is by the zrika, it's by the kimitza. Here we're one step removed. The kecholim is the machshir for the keteris. Is it kemitzvah dami or not? Look at Rashi, top line. Kemitzvah dami v'havilei kemechashev ba'avoida. Is it considered to be that it's mechashev ba'avoida? He says another lashon, lashon achachishev bechatiyas kecholim ma'u sheyifsalu kecholim v'machshav azu. Is it just kind of, you've kind of created a psul in these coals, even if you end up using them today? I mean, if you want to use it today, but you've passed them. So, chishu b'chatiyas kechalamau, machshiri mitzvah kemitzvah damu. Eloi, is it kemitzvah or is it not kemitzvah? Teiku. By my name, Rav Sheshes, halacha b'smoil mahu. What is the shaila over here? So Rashi says directly across, halachas hadam mi boile. The shaila is halacha b'dam mi boile, meaning kabbalah v'zrika d'chsiv b'hu kuhuna. The Torah says lehedya that the kohen is mekabel the dam. The Torah says lehedya the kohen is zirik the dam. So pshita lan the kol makam shnemer etzpa the kuhuna. Eina ella yamin. It says etzpa kahuna. It's got to be the right hand. Aval halacha leksev behedya. It doesn't state lehedya halacha. We know that halacha is a type of avoda shelavatla. If you're standing close to the mizbeach and you're zerik, you don't necessarily always have to be halach. So aval halacha leksev behedya. Umida apka rachmana lekabala balashna halacha. The Tanya the Krivaya Zu Kabbalah's Dam, Navklam Mesechas Chagiga Shia Avoda. It is considered to be an Avoda, but it's not Mephorish. Lemi was smile eagle, remember the apostle, the Halek Siv Bakuna Behedya. So the way Rashi learns the Shaila is, to the extent that it's not written explicitly, So maybe that's a reason to say that the small will not passel it. So bimini Rav Sheshes Haylacha b'small ma'o Amal Rav Sheshes Tenisua. We have Uriah to this, not a machto biminoi v'esakaf b'smoiloi. It says, like we learned before, the word that the Kohen God will do, he takes the macht of coals in his right hand, but the ikra voida, he's moilech the keteris, v'esakaf b'smoiloi. So you see that you're allowed to do the halacha with your left hand. Says the Gemara, v'nifshet lehu mi'adis nan. Why did Rav Sheshes not want to be poshut from the Mishnah in Zvachim? What does the Mishnah say? Haregel shel yamin b'smol ubeis lachutz. As she says, v'tifshet le miha debegufi shel mizbeach kamari. In other words, to the extent we're discussing halachas dam, so why not bring another case which has to do with the actual mizbeach as opposed to keteris, which is like a totally different type of avodah. What does it say? It says, Rashi, Haregel shel yamin b'smol, mi shezach lahalis lekevesh, harosh v'haregel. So he's being moilach the head and the regel. So mekabel miyad haminatech is harosh b'yaminoi. So from the one who's carving it up, he takes the rosh in his right hand, v'haregel ayamonis, and the right leg of the talmid, mekabel b'smoloi. You see that he's being melech one of the Evarim, which he has to be makta on the Mizbeach, with his left hand. Says the Gemara, no. No, when it comes to a regular carbon, we know that the kapara comes with the Zrikas Adam. The Zrikas Adam is Ma'akiv the Kapara. The Haktara of the Evarim is not Ma'akiv the Kapara. So, Hani Mili, Halacha Delei Ma'akiv the Kapara. Zakrash, Halacha Zivarim Delei Ma'akiv the Kapara. Shein Kapara Labadam. V'atz Mishle Huktu Evar of Kosher. Even if you weren't Ma'akter it, still he's been Yotze his Sakrava. Aval Halacha Delei Ma'akiv the Kapara. Loi. But when it comes to Halacha, which is ma'akev, i.e. the keteris, as we saw a few daf ago, the keteris is mechaper for lashon hara. It is ma'akev the kapara. Also, you're being oisik in something which is ma'akev the kapara. So I might have thought, if so, that smoil is no good. Kamash malan. Therefore, if Sheshes brought a raya from Notla Samachta Bimina Visakaf Besmoiloi to teach us that even though you're being Isaac in something which requires requires a kapara, nevertheless, it's okay if it is done Besmoil. I think we'll call it here. Just, just because I think most people aren't here now. So just, Baruch Hashem, we did the daf. And, I'm not sure how to turn this off, but.
Thank you.
Shkech. Yes, please.
Tomorrow, 6:30.
So the thing is, my wife is going to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow.